Psychology Today is helping us truly, truly, truly get into the spirit of things. Wow, isn't it great that we're having this conversation as we move into the holiday season? The power of being kind. Now, I know that may sound counterintuitive. Power and kindness, how can you put those two words in the same breath? You know that the people who are really strong are the ones who are rude and obnoxious. You know that the people who are really strong are the ones who insult other people. We know that to be a fact. Everybody knows that. If you're really strong, you insult people. You refuse to listen. You refuse to reason. That's proof positive that you are strong. Well, actually, ladies and gentlemen, those kinds of traits actually expose our weakness. Yes, because it really takes a lot of weakness to refuse to hear someone out, and I mean truly hear them, to really think through what they're sharing because their view is different from your view and you've already made up your mind. Under no circumstances are you going to change your view. And a lot of people will get to a point where the more someone presents evidence that their view is wrong, the more entrenched they become in their position, and the more they refuse to truly consider the evidence being offered. They just shut the other person out. They tune them out. They're not going to listen. Some people will hear what's being said, know that what they're hearing is right. And because they will not become people who will develop the lifestyle of increasing their integrity, they lie to themselves and then to the person they're debating. And I do mean lie. They lie to themselves and to the person they're debating so that they can maintain their position rather than admit they were wrong. And they can be so obnoxious. Someone says something that someone else doesn't like, doesn't approve of, and they insult the person. Not necessarily because the person was wrong in what they said or did. They just don't like the position. Very often it's because this other position is the right position. In some cases, you may even say the superior position. And the one with the lesser position feels as though they have been made to look bad. And so they strike out in anger and hostility, malice. And some people will look at that and say, wow, that person's really strong. Actually, that person's really weak. The weak person is the one who does not have the ability, who lacks the ability, who lacks the willingness to say, hey, you know what? I'm really hearing what you're saying, and I got to admit, you're right. I was wrong. And I'm changing my view on that issue. I'm changing my position on that issue. That takes strength. People make the mistake of hearing someone who will say all kinds of ugly things to someone else, and the other person, rather than sink down to that level, and that's what the onlookers don't realize. The person who will not join in that madness is refusing to bring their character down to the level of the character of the one doing the insulting and making all the noise as they just blast off at the other person. The other person just maintains their calm, refuses to let their character become like the character of the one who's doing the insulting and the yelling, all the ugliness, who's spewing out all the ugliness. And a lot of people make the mistake of perceiving the one who is being who is spewing out all the malice as being strong. That is not a sign of strength. That is a sign of weakness. Because for one thing, they lack self-control. And it is impossible to lack self-control and truly be strong. You may be looking at a person who is strong-willed and therefore self-willed. And you can best believe a person who is self-willed is not strong. They're weak. So when you see someone who is obnoxious, they're just going off on the other person. And the other person just, hey, I'll let you have it. God bless you. Turns and walks off. Really and truly, the person who showed the kindness by saying, God bless you, in the face of all of that hostile attack, that malicious attack, that's the one who is strong. The other person who is steaming at the ears, foaming at the mouth, is the weak one. The strong one is the one who is able and willing to give a word of kindness, a kind word in response to the ugly words that were thrown at him or her. Ladies and gentlemen, it takes inner strength to be kind. Being kind can definitely become a way of life for many people, but it still takes strength to be that way. The power of kindness. John Bunyan, author of The Pilgrim's Progress, wrote that you have not lived today until you have done something for someone who can never repay you. Let me share that with you again. John Bunyan said, now listen now, be thinking about what people have said and written. Don't just assume that it's right and good just because they've said it and said it with conviction or written it. And you can tell they wrote it with conviction. That doesn't necessarily mean they've grasped and conveyed truth. They may or may not have. I'm just simply saying, be thinking about what you hear and what you read. Anyway, John Bunyan wrote, you have not lived today until you've done something for someone who can never repay you. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a powerful act of kindness. You've done something for someone who can never repay you. Research shows that when we do things for others, we do get repaid. Not through reciprocation. John Bunyan, like I said, made a powerful statement there. Doing something for someone who can never repay you. And this is interesting. You can have a person who can be very, very powerful, very wealthy, have things that you just could never, ever imagine having. You can still do something for that person, for which they could never repay you if they gave you half their wealth. What if you were able to bring them to a point where they could begin to truly experience peace within? There's no way they could pay you for that. No way. No way. So what I'm trying to do is get us to a point where we begin to really think about this whole matter of doing something for someone else just because we just want to do something good for them. And not so that we can have bragging rights. And when I say bragging rights, I mean even bragging, boasting within ourselves, exalting ourselves. I know I'm not going to tell a million and one other people what I did, but I know I did it. I'll tell two or three or four people, maybe some of my closest associates. What if you didn't even tell yourself how great you were for having done what you did? What if you simply experienced contentment, fulfillment for having done the good you did? For having helped that other person? And that's all the reward you want. Certainly our Creator will have ways of paying us back anyway. But all you wanted to do was just help. You just wanted to do the good. Research is showing that when we do things for other people, we are repaid as a result of the psychological benefits that acts of benevolence, kindness, produce in the one who does the good. More on that in just a few.